Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Bruce Johnston, a bottle of Fiji water, and a Beach Boys story I'll never forget. I'm Brian Colburn, and this is your mixtape moment. What is going on, friends? My name is Brian Colburn, and this mixtape moment is brought to you because earlier this week, Bruce Johnston announced that after 61 years, he is retiring as an active member of the Beach Boys. He did take a break in the early 70s, but has been with the band consistently since 1978. So what does a bottle of water have to do with all of this? Well, earlier last year in 2025, I took the entire family to see the Beach Boys at the State Theater in Easton, Pennsylvania. It was the family's Christmas present, as both of my girls are big Beach Boys fans. And as I've said many a times on the show, I like to take them to as many different styles of concerts as I possibly can. As far as I'm concerned, when they go off to college, they are going to at least have a varied musical education courtesy of their old man, and then they could decide wherever they want to take their music fandom for the rest of their lives. I've taken them to see everything from Blues Traveler to Counting Crows to ZZ Top and John Fogerty to Metallica and Lamb of God. That last one not going over as well as I thought it would be, but my heart was in the right place. Now, setting the stage, this show was announced prior to Christmas in 2024, so I was able to log on and get tickets in the second row. However, the way the State Theater in Easton, Pennsylvania works, the second row has a stretch of seats that extend beyond the front row. So, for all intents and purposes, the seats that I chose on the far left side of the stage had nobody in front of us. So while they were row two, as far as I'm and everybody in the family was concerned, we were sitting front row. Now, as a child that grew up in the 80s, the Beach Boys were a huge part of my musical soundtrack. Be it the songs my parents played from their classic albums to all the stuff the Beach Boys were doing in the 80s to stay relevant, including their collaboration with the Fat Boys on Wipeout, the Cocktail soundtrack and their massive hit Kokomo, to a song from their earlier catalog that had staying power in the 80s due to its use in a very popular 80s movie. Yes, I am talking about Michael J. Fox in a full wolf costume surfing on top of a work van as Styles drives down the road. Yes, Surfing USA, as featured in one of my favorite childhood movies, Teen Wolf. So here we are, about five songs into the show. The band just did an incredible cover of the Ramones' Rockaway Beach, and they break into Surfing USA. Now I'm just sitting there, I've got my arm around my oldest, and I'm singing along, and we're enjoying every moment of this concert. And towards the end of the song, Bruce Johnston's doing his part, singing along. He just grabs a water bottle behind him, walks to the front of the stage, hands it to me, walks back, and continues playing the song. I didn't ask for the bottle of water. I don't think I seemed thirsty. We purchased waters from the concession stand prior to sitting down. But here I am, sitting and holding a bottle of Fiji water that was passed to me by a member of the Beach Boys. Now, one might think to just open the bottle of water and have a drink because water is expensive at concerts. However, this was a gift handed to me by a member of the Beach Boys. No, I am not drinking that water, and I will never drink that water as long as I'm on this earth, because a member of the Beach Boys gave me a present for, pardon the pun, God only knows what reason, and I am never going to open this bottle of water. That bottle of water sits in my studio, directly above the monitors where I record, along with the set list from the show that one of the stagehands handed us at the end of the performance. Now, mind you, there's a fairly good chance I'm going to go the rest of my life and never know the reason why he was inclined to hand me this bottle of water. Unless, in fact, he wants to come on the show and talk about the Beach Boys' legacy, which is something I would welcome in a heartbeat. I would love to talk some Beach Boys with Bruce, as well as his songwriting prowess, because if you're familiar with the Beach Boys song Disney Girls, that's a Bruce Johnston written and sang song from their catalog. Barry Manilow, I write the songs. No, he doesn't. Bruce Johnston writes the Barry Manilow, I write the songs song. If Barry Manilow wanted to be honest with all of us, he would have just called the song Bruce Johnston wrote this song, but he didn't. So I don't know if I could trust Barry Manilow moving forward, but I digress. And this is not just songs from years ago. Bruce Johnston is still an accomplished songwriter, as just a few years ago, in 2022, he co-wrote Here We Go Again on The Weeknd's Dawn FM album. So he's still out there doing it, after 61 years in the Beach Boys. And to find out the news this week that he's stepping down from the band after 6 decades of music and touring and albums, it's an end of an era. The band might as well essentially at this point be called the Beach Boy, because Mike Love is now the sole original member in the group. And I take nothing away from the band when I say that, because when I saw them last year, it was just Mike and Bruce as the sole 2 remaining original members of the band. But even so, the members of the band that they have on stage with them are all incredible musicians, and they carry on the Beach Boys tradition well. Al Jardine is off with the Pet Sounds Band, which is actually Brian Wilson's touring band, performing songs from the Beach Boys catalog. So in a Queensryche, LA Guns scenario, there are technically multiple versions of the Beach Boys out there, depending on how you want to classify or name it. But the fact that their catalog is still getting celebrated after all these years and all these incredible decades of music, I think, is amazing. Now, while there's no video proof of him actually walking over and handing me the bottle, I do have a picture in front of the stage in between sets of me holding said water bottle, and I'll post that over on this episode page at myweeklymixtape.com. And I'll also, while I'm there, embed Disney Girls, I Write the Songs, and Here We Go Again, as well as that cover of Rockaway Beach that I was able to capture from the front row of that show that I mentioned earlier. Now, Bruce is going to go off and focus on some more songwriting, maybe doing some appearances to talk about the Beach Boys catalog, and hopefully one day coming on My Weekly Mixtape to talk about the Beach Boys catalog. I kind of want to throw that out in the universe one more time here, because I would love to see that happen. But he hasn't ruled out occasional sit-ins with the band, bigger shows, one-off appearances. So while his surfboard has been hung up for the time being, you can't rule out that this was the last time you'll see Bruce Johnston with the Beach Boys. However, if it was, I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to see him perform. And this Fiji water bottle that I will forever look at as I'm recording will always serve as a reminder of one of the greats from one of the most iconic American rock bands of all time. And that'll do it for this mixtape moment. Stay tuned this Monday for another brand new full-length episode of My Weekly Mixtape. Once again, my name is Brian Colburn, and until next time, enjoy the tunes.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.